Hold Secrets, and Nocturnal, the Onyx Castle of the Great Ones. In light slumber, he descended the 70 steps to the Cavern of Flame and talked of his design to the bearded priests of Nasht and Kamantha. And the priests shook their pashint-bearing heads and vowed it would be the death of his soul. They pointed out that the Great Ones had shown already their wish, and that it is not agreeable to them to be harassed by insistent pleas. They reminded him, too, that not only had no man ever been to unknown Kadath, but no man had ever suspected in what part of space it might lie. Whether it be in dreamlands around our world, or in those surrounding some unguessed companion of Formulhaut or Aldebaran. If in our dreamland it might conceivably be reached, but only three fully human souls, since time began, had ever crossed and recrossed the black, impious gulfs to other dreamlands, and of that three, two had come back quite mad. There were in such voyages incalculable local dangers, as well as that shocking final peril which gibbers unmentionably outside the ordered universe, where no dreams reach. That last amorphous blight of nethermost confusion which blasphemes and bubbles at the center of all...